directing our plot. A lightning our world, rhapsody of reality.
Today is March 13th. Pastor saying to us, beware of unscriptural ordinances. Our opening scripture comes from Colossians chapter 2, verse 20. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? There are those in the church today who, prior to being born again, were exposed to occult practices, idol worship, and rituals. Sadly, because some of them haven't been properly taught the Word of God, such practices from their background have continued to affect their Christian life. Many of them still believe in and use material mediums like oil, handkerchiefs, mantles, charms, holy water, and other objects for spiritual power or contact. In time, some of these people rose to become pastors and leaders of churches and introduced those same practices into the body of Christ. They made God's people dependent on material things for their faith, saying, carry this, drink this, and bathe with this. But the Bible doesn't teach this. Christianity is not about objects. It's a relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ. The same thing happened with music and worship. Some introduced dances from idol worship into the church, dances that were once offered to demons. But thank God, all that is changing now through the right teaching of God's Word on true worship. Real spiritual worship is not fleshly excitements and entertainment, but a spiritual sacrifice offered through the Spirit. True worship is not about physical objects or carnal displays. It is the outflow of your heart to God, inspired by the Holy Ghost. You don't need holy water, oil, or any other physical medium to connect with God. He lives in you by His Spirit. So, stay in the Word. Your words of faith, the lifting of your hands, your songs of praise from the heart, according to His Word, are what minister to Him. Refuse to be carried away by unscriptural traditions of men that make the Word of God of none effect. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I worship You from my heart, in spirit and in truth. I refuse to be subject to the senses, for my faith is anchored in Your Word. Thank You for the privilege of being Your dwelling place and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, who guides me always in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 to 23, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Mark chapter 15, verses 21 to 47, and Numbers chapters 34 to 36. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Acts chapter 27, verses 9 to 20, and Psalm chapter 74. Reality.